Hi, this is Tracy from NarcissistAbuseSupport.com. My channel is dedicated to helping you understand what happened, who they were, who you are, and how do you move from victim to survivor. This is what we're going to talk about today. A few months ago, I found a great graphic on Pinterest. It had three columns: victim, survivor, and thriver. And it outlined how we might feel during each stage. And I thought it was such a great worksheet that I recreated it in my narcissist colors. And you can download it at narcissistabusesupport.com/recovery. I suggest that you do because you can easily follow along, and I'm not gonna read all of it today, but I did this exercise at my meetup last week, and I think it really helped people almost understand where they are, where they wanna be. Because we know when we're in victim, right? Let's talk about the emotions that we feel when we're in victim. We're alone, hopeless, abandoned, betrayed, we blame, we are confused, we're lost, and angry. And hate is a fine line on the anger trail. I don't know about you, but numbness was like huge. I didn't know what happened. If you poked me, I probably wouldn't have known it. I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, and I felt unlovable. I felt lots of self-blame. How could I have not known? Was I stupid? Why didn't I know? And then when it came time to telling your friend, nobody wanted to listen because I didn't have the words yet. I didn't know how to explain it. I was an emotional explosion, latching on to my friends for help and guidance when they didn't have the tools. And to them, it might have looked like a normal breakup or a thing. When I learned about narcissistic abuse, and I learned the patterns of my own life, starting with a mother, sisters, husband's family, and a boyfriend. Ultimately, when I hit bottom, I learned about this, learned about this, and I didn't want to be a victim any longer. When you live in trauma, it's not a good thing to start a new relationship. Think about that. You might be latching on to someone, and remember what a new relationship is like. You want to spend all your time with them, and you start to book plans for the next weekend and the next weekend, and you know what that's going to do? It's going to stop you from hyper-learning what you need to learn right now if you've just found out and you're a victim. So my advice is slow down on those relationships. Wait till you enter another stage of recovery. The harder you work, the faster you'll get there. And I promise you, if you work hard, you will get there. You need to go for resources, you need to find help, and you need to identify exactly what your accountability was. You have to learn forgiveness. You have to understand fear, compassion, vulnerability. You have to learn about being an empath and a codependent and a people pleaser. Whether you identify with these or not, these are the reasons that you were a target. Your kindness and, you know, your helpfulness is just a bonus to them. They see you as someone that will take care of them. And I'm not saying we don't take care of people anymore. I'm just saying we don't get used for that. Make sense? Okay. So I'm going to take this. We're just going to talk about the feelings we know of being as a victim, which we just did. So I'm going to actually read my sheet. Need glasses for that. And we're going to compare the difference between victim, survivor, and thriver, and how helpful this sheet might be. I'm just going to pick a few. A victim is overwhelmed by the past. A survivor is naming and grieving what happened. Remember, I kind of just said that. But a thriver is living in the present. That's important. What does that mean? Living in the present. It means I'm not worried about that shit. I don't identify, except for me because I'm on a channel about it, but I don't identify myself as a victim. I'm not a victim now. I was, but I'm not. That's the difference. Okay. A victim is hopeless. Like, how will this change? What happened? How will I survive? They're hopeless. They're fearful. But a survivor is hopeful. And they believe there's a better way. A survivor has faith in themselves and in life. And I'm glad those three are on the same line because my pastor said this a few years ago and it has stuck in my head forever. What is better, hope or faith? And everyone goes right to hope. Everyone says that more often. When you hope that something will get better, it's one thing. When you have faith that it will change, then you are on your way to surviving and thriving. A victim hides their story. They're afraid to tell it. At first, we tried. We tried to tell our friends and no one wanted to listen. At first, we spewed it out of our mouth like vomit. It was toxic and it made us feel even more alone. And like a Debbie Downer that nobody wants to hear anymore. But when we're a survivor, we're not afraid to tell our story to safe people. So what that means is we've actually defined our friend pool into safe people that understand and people that do not. When you're a survivor, you're beyond telling the story, but always aware that you have created your own healing. This is key. We create our healing. We set up a plan. We get help and we change life, our life, with self-love, by the way. Here's a good one. Victim is often wounded by unsafe people. That happened to you, right? A victim can be re-victimized. I was coming out of my divorce and three ex-narcissists came along and I was wounded again because he was unsafe. Now he was a covert narcissist hiding behind his charm, but I was wounded and I was already a victim. I just didn't know it. That's bad. Okay, when you're a survivor, same row, learning how to protect yourself by share, check, share. So it's a process to know who to trust. And that is all about learning about them, learning about your own patterns and how you define who to trust. I was really trusting my whole life. And now I know what to look for. I'm smarter. A survivor in that column protects themselves from unsafe people. We can call it faster. We can see it. We can kick them out. We can set a boundary and we can run and never look back without any guilt or anything. We could just not let them in until we know they're safe. It's the last one I'm going to read from the sheet, but I know it affects so many of us. A victim places their own needs last. Did you do that? Come on. We're people pleasers. Yes, we probably did. If someone asked us to do something, we did it. A survivor on that same row is learning healthy needs and trying to reformulate how they ask and what they need on their own self. Time to be alone, time to read a book, not volunteering and helping someone move. A survivor is past self-realization and the frustration, and they help others. In this community, I don't think I've seen as many people help others as I've ever seen in anything in my life. From Facebook groups to blogs and stories and Huffington Post and Psych Central, people are writing articles on this and the awareness is rising. Almost everyone writing these stories has some connection, has been a victim, and they've moved past it. When you're a survivor and you think you're like almost there, but sometimes the narcissist haunts your memories. Sometimes you have to co-parent or coexist with a narcissist. How do you move from survivor to survivor? I've got an idea, and I know how you can do that. First of all, you have to be willing to invest in yourself, in your self-care, and in your self-love. If you can do that, then you can take the course that I have on my website that teaches you exactly that. And it gives you tools. Do you want to be better? Do you want to be in that column? Because I have the tools. I have a course that is guaranteed money back if you don't move from survivor to survivor. Letting go of the things that are holding you down, getting those memories out of your mind. It is my survivor course. So if you'd like to learn more information, I'll put the link down below or visit narcissistabusesupport.com. We want you to get better. This is Tracy. Have a great day, and that is all I've got.